Seven-time Winston Cup champion and former Daytona 500 winner Dale Earnhardt has died from a crash suffered in Sunday's Daytona 500.
Racing in the dirt to the asphalt of today. Many greats have graced the track before they went away.
This is undoubtedly one of the toughest announcements that I've ever personally had to make.
Gone but not forgotten. We keep them in our hearts. I'm talking about the drivers in heaven.
After the accident in turn four at the end of the Daytona 500, we've lost Dale Earnhardt. Our prayers is with Teresa and the Earnhardt family.
Remember number 28, carrying on tradition. Davey always ran like a man on a mission.
He was the best driver around. He was the main reason that I watched NASCAR.
No, he's looking down every time an engine starts.
Dale Earnhardt was quite a hero.
I thought that I'd wake up this morning and, you know, I'd find out that it's all a joke.
Racing in a better place, where angels always set the pace. And the good Lord says, gentlemen, start your engines.
This doesn't seem possible that he could be gone.
You know up there, the track is great. The speedway's behind those pearly gates. And the stairs.
Everyone here at the Earnhardt family, sisters, uncles, cousins, we're all deeply saddened by the loss, and appreciate everybody's thoughts and prayers, and we'll get through this. I'm sure he'd want us to keep going, so that's what we're going to do. We appreciate everybody's support. I mean, it really, really means a lot. It makes a big difference when you see the reaction from hundreds and hundreds of people like we have.
Back to the checker. Every driver wins. If Neil Bonnet's in the lead, Rodney Orr is closing in.
NASCAR has lost its greatest driver ever.
Replay Allen's famous victory lap. In car number 7, I'm talking about those drivers in heaven.
And I personally have lost a great friend.
Racing in a better place, where angels always set the pace. And the good Lord says, gentlemen, start your race.
Whatever stock car racing is, Dale Earnhardt was.
He was my whole family's hero.
He was the guy that came along in 1979 and became Rookie of the Year in Winston Cup racing, and 1 year later was the Winston Cup National Champion. Now we come to this point in his career. Going down the backstretch in the final lap, out in front, Michael Waltrip in one of his cars. His son is running in second place, and two of his colleagues, two of his racing pals, are right in there beside him going for a photo finish for third spot. There's Ken Schrader from Missouri on the outside. There's Sterling Marlin from Tennessee on the inside. And as they went into that turn and he saw what was coming about, I would consider that Dale Earnhardt died happy.
Drivers in heaven.